Want your kiss, cause I just can't miss where the good luck charm like you. Come on and be my little good luck charm. Hey, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. A to have, a to have, a to hope, a to hope, a to not. Don't want a silver dollar, a rabbit's foot on a string. The happiness and your warm caress, no rabbit's foot can bring. You come on and be my little good luck charm. Hey, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm.
This is where you can cruise 24/7. Cruising WGCM.
Hmm. with. First, tighten up on the drum. Come on now, drummer. Put you to tighten it up for me now. Oh, yeah. Now, tighten up on that bass now. Tighten it up. Yeah. Now, let that guitar fall in. Oh, yeah. Tighten up on the organ now. Yeah, you do the tighten up. Yeah, now. I said if you could do it now, you sure would be tough. Now look here. Come on now. Now make it mellow. Then tighten it up now. Do the tighten up. Everybody can do it now. So get to it. We gonna tighten up. Guitar to fall in on now. Tighten it up now. Oh, yeah. Now tighten it up, Augie. Yeah, now everybody tighten it up now. Now look here. We're gonna make it mellow for you now. We're gonna make it mellow now.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State,
the set at the 2-2, and Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry, and the first home run at Double-A for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
Well, after an extended layoff for the All-Star break, the Biloxi Shuckers return to MGM Park in style. 5-1 win over the Pensacola Blue Bloggers tonight. In a three-game series, the Shuckers have an opportunity to go for a series win. It's game two of three between the Shuckers and the Wahoos tonight. Hope you're having a great Saturday, everybody. Gary Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella is handling duties for the Blue Wahoos yet again tonight. Thrilled for him, so riding solo tonight. Story of last night's game, Nick Bennett, 7 innings, 1 unearned run, just 2 hits, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts. For the Southpaw, so the Shuckers will try and keep that momentum rolling tonight. Meanwhile, it was a 5-run inning for the Shuckers, a 5-run bottom of the sixth. Sal Frelick with a solo home run. Tristan Lutz drove in a pair. Felix Valeria with an RBI single and a run scoring on a throwing error as the Shuckers get the victory last night. When we come back, we'll take a look at starting lineups as well as scores from around the Southern League. All of that as we count you down to first pitch between the Shuckers and the Wahoos, as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Let's set the starting lineups for tonight. And we'll start with the visiting Blue Wahoos. Leading off is the second baseman, Jose Devers. Paul McIntosh, the designated hitter, bats second. And Troy Johnston, the left-handed hitting first baseman, is in the third spot. Griffin Conine, the cleanup man, he is in right. Victor Mesa in center field tonight. Will Banfield gets his first start at AA behind home plate. And Kobe Fletcher Vance, the third baseman, hits seventh. In the eighth spot is the left fielder, Thomas Jones. And Devin Hairston, the shortstop, rounds it all out. So again, for the Wahoos, Devers, McIntosh, Johnston, Conine, Mesa, Banfield, Fletcher, Vance, Jones, and Hairston. For Pensacola tonight, they will send the right hitter Zach McCambly to the mound, 4-5 with a 5.30 ERA. As for the Shuckers, this is what their starting nine looks like. Leading off is the left fielder, Sal Frelick. Andrew Monasterio follows him at short. And Garrett Mitchell, the center fielder, bats third. In the cleanup spot is the wide fielder, Joey Weimer, Thomas Dillard at first, and Tristan Letts, the designated hitter again tonight. He is batting sixth. In the seventh spot is Felix Valerio. He's at second. The third baseman, Cam Devaney, follows him. And rounding it all out is the catcher, Jason Lopez. So one more time for Biloxi, Frelick, Monasterio, Mitchell, Weimer, Dillard, Letts, Valerio, Devaney, and Lopez. On the mound today for the Shuckers, it's the left-hander Brandon Kinnear, 1-2 with a 3.75 ERA. If we have a chance when we come back, we'll take a look at scores from around the Southern League on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow, looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, it looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to Cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Welcome back to the Biloxi Shuckers pregame. Garrett Green with you here, getting all set for today's game between the Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Let's go ahead and take a look at scores from around the Southern League from yesterday. We'll go ahead and take a brief look at Mississippi and Montgomery. It looks like Montgomery was going to get a 1-0 win. Jordan Kassar hit his 9th home run of the season, and that was all that there was until the 9th inning when they went into a slight rain delay. And then on the other side of it, Mississippi got a 2-out, 2-RBI single by Justin Dean that ended up winning the game 2-1. So Mississippi has won 7 in a row. They are 9-1 in their last 10. In the North Division, Rocket City snapped a 7-game losing skid as they got a 7-2 win over Birmingham yesterday. Rocket City now 51 wins overall on the season. And Tennessee 10-6 winners over Chattanooga last night. Well, the Shuckers have taken the field in their Marvel jerseys this evening. First pitch coming up on the other side. Shuckers and Blue Wahoos, we've got it for you next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi, it is game number 2 of the 3-game tilt between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Hope you're having a great Saturday, everybody. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas Zanzarella handing play duties over for the Blue Wahoos this evening. Let's take a look at the lineup for Pensacola, who comes into tonight at 44-39 on the year. They are 9-10 in the Southern League second half. Leading off for them is the second baseman, Jose Devers, while McIntosh, the designated hitter, follows him. And Troy Johnston at first, he is the three-hole hitter. Out in right field is Griffin Conine. Victor Mesa, the center fielder. Will Banfield gets the start behind the dish tonight for Pensacola, and he will hit in the sixth spot. Batting seventh is the third baseman, Kobe Fletcher Vance. Thomas Jones out in left, and Devin Hairston, former Biloxi Shucker, the shortstop tonight for Pensacola. He rounds it all out, hitting ninth. They go opposite the left-hander, Brandon Kinnear, 1-2 with a 3.75 earned run average. And the Pensacola Blue Wahoos are led by second-year manager Kevin Randall. Shuckers are in their Marvel Defenders of the Diamond jerseys. They're modeled after Thor this evening, so they have a black chest with the signature silver discs on them. They have Shuckers in a dark
gray charcoal lettering. They have the red cape on the back with yellow numbers, white pants tonight, and they have on the black caps. So here is the left-hander, Brandon Kinnear, and the first offer to Jose Devers. He's lifted into right field, chasing over Weimer. Mitchell in center field, reaches up and hauls it in and goes onto the track, and Jose Devers cannot find the green grass against the Shuckers outfield as Garrett Mitchell chases it down on the first pitch of the game as we're off and running here in Biloxi. So Garrett Mitchell goes a long way to track it down. Devers is retired, and it's the designated hitter, Paul McIntosh. Left-hander Kinnear, one out in his back pocket with one pitch, deals home the first. And it is a little low for a fastball, one ball and no strikes to Paul McIntosh. Well, it is a warm day here in Mississippi, but not as warm as other parts of the country today. As a curveball is down low, it's two balls and no strikes to McIntosh. It's 87 degrees at first pitch here in Mississippi. With the humidity, it does feel like it is 98 outside. The 2-0 pitch, and that is rolled over to third. Backing up on it, Devaney picks it in between his ankles, fires to first, and Dillard with a stretch brings it in. So the lefty Kinnear needs just four pitches to get the first two outs, and let's set the Shuckers defense tonight around the southpaw. His battery mate is Jason Lopez. Thomas Dillard is at first. Felix Valerio, the second baseman, and Cam Devaney, who just made that throw, is at third. Rounding out the infield is Andrew Monasterio. He is at short. Sal Frelick ranges in left today. Garrett Mitchell in center and Joey Weimer in right field for Biloxi. So here's Troy Johnston from the left side, and the first pitch is an overhand curve for a called strike. It is 0-1. Two gone. No score between the Shuckers and the Wahoos here in the top of the first inning. The southpaw Kinnear deals in a fastball, and that's a little tight. The count is one ball and one strike to Johnston. Kinnear, a quick worker on the mound. Left-hander peers in and the 1-1 offer. And that's taken low and in. Two balls and a strike to Johnston. Kinnear, the 5'10", 217-pound left-hander, 24 years old, a native of Pennsylvania, signed by the Brewers as a non-drafted free agent in 2020. 2-1 pitch in Johnston, a flare into left. Frelick coming on, and he's going to have to play it on a hop. And Troy Johnston floats a single out into left field. It's the first hit of the ball game. So man on, and Griffin Conine, the right fielder, will be the batter. Scouting report on the left-hander Kinnear. Brandon throws a fastball, a curveball, a slider, and a changeup. Really known for that signature hook that he has. This is his eighth career start at AA. The second outing that he is making against Pensacola. The first offer, and a fastball at the knees to Conine for a strike. It is 0-1. Kinnear, the one-strike offer. And a curveball is down to the dirt. One ball and one strike to Conine. Well, for Kinnear, as we said, his second outing against Pensacola, the previous time that he faced them, he allowed just one hit in the ballgame. He did walk five in that outing. Five innings, one hit, one run, five walks, and five strikeouts. He ended up not factoring into the decision as Pensacola came away with an 8-7 win in a game that got very crazy late here in MGM Park in the final stretch of the first half. And time is called before the pitch is offered, and that will be Conine who calls the time there. So the pace slowing down considerably for the left-hander Kinnear after he gets a runner on base. The offer, and Conine hits this in the air. Left field, but Frelick has it measured, and sunbathed left comes over and angles towards the line and hauls it in. And Kinnear, a single and nothing else in the first inning. That sends us on to the bottom of the first. It's the Blue Wahoos nothing. The Shuckers coming back next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Of the first inning, Pensacola held off the board, so here is the lineup that manager Mike Guerrero has put together that the Shuckers will attempt to use to score first this evening. Leading off is the left fielder Sal Frelick, Andrew Monasterio the shortstop bat second, and Garrett Mitchell in center tonight. He will bat third. In the cleanup spot is the right fielder Joey Weimer. Thomas Dillard is at first, and Tristan Lutz, the designated hitter, bats sixth. In the seventh spot is the second baseman Felix Valerio, Cam Devaney in third, and rounding it all out is the catcher Jason Lopez. They go opposite the right-hander Zach McCambly, 4-5 with a 5.30 ERA, and the Shuckers are led by sixth-year manager Mike Guerrero. So here is Frelick from the left side, and he watches a first-pitch fastball knee-high for a called strike from McCambly. It is 0-1. McCambly brings the glove up near his face and the one-strike offer. And the fastball is outside. One ball and one strike to Sal. Well, Frelick now hitting .317 on the season. This is his 45th game at AA. McCambly brings home the 1-1. And a curveball misses outside. Two balls and a strike to Frelick. 8 doubles, 3 triples, 4 home runs, and 21 RBIs for Frelick. Sal has homered in back-to-back games. The set and the 2-1. And Frelick skips this one up the middle, ranging over and past the outstretched glove of Devers into center field. And Sal Frelick with a leadoff single. He continues to be the best hitter in the Southern League in the month of July, pushing his batting average over .400 in the month. And so with Frelick on and Monasterio coming to bat, let's meet the defense around the right-hander McCambly this evening. Will Banfield is his battery mate. Troy Johnston at first and Jose Devers is at second. Left side of the infield after this first offer. And it swung on and missed. Kobe Fletcher Vance is at the hot corner. And Devin Hairston at short today for the Blue Wahoos. At the left is Thomas Jones. Victor Mesa in center. And Griffin Conine is in right field today for Pensacola. Right-hander McCambly out of the stretch now with a man on first and the 0-1. And that comes in and hits him. Oh, right up around the head and also the hands of Monasterio, and he comes away looking at his right hand, but that is a hit-by-pitch for Monasterio, and it just continues to be a trend. Shuckers hit two batters in the first inning yesterday. The Wahoos now hitting a batter here. That's the 33rd hit batter for Pensacola this season against Biloxi in 23 games. The Shuckers, no saints themselves, 25 hit by pitches in 23 games. So runners on first and second with nobody gone, and Garrett Mitchell, the center fielder, the batter. As the righty McCambly sets with the second and the offer, and Mitchell takes a called strike, 0-1. Calling the balls and strikes tonight is Justin Whitten. The rest of our three-man umpiring crew, Steve Hodgins, our crew chief, is at third, and Bobby Tussoni is at first this evening. Runners on first and second with nobody gone. And the 0-1 to Mitchell. Garrett takes way outside. Ball and one strike to Mitchell. Well, let's meet Zach McCambly for a brief moment. The 6'2", 220-pound right-hander. Third-round selection by Miami in 2020 out of Coastal Carolina. Right-hander sets at the chest and the 1-1. And a breaking ball is pounded into deep center field. Mesa is back. He's looking. It's on the top of the wall. And it is in the park. Mitchell is calling for it to be a home run. But Frelick will slide in and score on what's ruled a double. Mike Guerrero is going to go out and have a word as Garrett Mitchell thinks he just hit a three-run homer. Well, Steve Hodgins, our crew chief, is the one who made the call. That ball hit on the top of the wall, and came back into the field of play. And now the umpires are going to come together. One way or the other, the Shuckers have taken the lead as Mitchell tattooed that ball to the deepest part of the park. An encouraging sign for Garrett, who has come back from the injured list on fire. He's now hit safely in 6 out of 7 games back in that stretch. He's now 12 for 26, whatever the result of this is. The Shuckers would love a 3-run homer here. We get another look at it on MILB.TV. And the question is, if it hit and bounced back into the field of play because of something that is behind the wall in center field. Again, there is no replay in minor league baseball, so the umpires are just going to have to make the call. And they say that Mitchell has to stay at second with a double right off the top of the wall in deep center field. So it's going to be ruled an RBI double for Mitchell. So he does pick up his 20th RBI of the year and his 6th two-bagger, but oh, so close for Mitchell. Mesa had given up on it. He thought it was gone, and Mikey is going to have a few more words here with both Bobby Tassone and Steve Hodgins, who made the call. Get one more look at it here on MILB.TV. Just a breaking ball at the bottom of the zone out there in straightaway center field, and woo, that looked like indeed it hit and ricocheted off of something behind. There is a netting that is out there just to the right of the batter's eye, so I think that's what Guerrero is arguing, is that the ball hit the top of the wall, hit the netting, and bounced back into the field of play. And well, we get a look at replay here, and it does look like that is the case, and that is a tough break for Mitchell. That takes away a home run and two more RBIs, but now it's Joey Weimer with 2 men in scoring position and nobody out. So McCambly sets and fires, and that's inside for a ball to Weimer, 1-0. Just a tough break for Mitchell there. That did indeed look like it hit the netting and came back into the field of play, and that should have been a home run. The set and the 1-0. And Weimer, high fly ball, left field. Mesa looks like he's going to have a play on it. He'll settle underneath it and make the grab. Tagging up is Monasterio, and Mitchell in standing up at third. And Joey Weimer, a sacrifice fly to drive in a run. And the Shuckers now lead it 2-0. So the first out is recorded, but Weimer picks up his first RBI in a month. Last time that Joey had an RBI in a Shuckers uniform, you had to go back to June 23rd. And so the sac fly drives in Monasterio, and Mitchell moves to third base. And Thomas Dillard, the hitter, infield will draw in the pitch. And a late swing over a breaking ball by Dillard for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, the scouting report on the right-hander McCambly, there was a fastball, a curveball, and a changeup. The curveball is certainly his signature pitch as well, so 2 curveball pitchers tonight. The set and the 0-1. And Dillard fouls this straight back. He was just underneath it. No balls and 2 strikes to Dillard. Shuckers leading it 2-0 here in the bottom of the first inning, but boy, you really feel like it should be a 3-0 lead at minimum. Aaron Mitchell seemed to have hit a home run to center field, but it was ruled a double off the top of the wall. The set and the 0-2. And that's high and outside to Dillard. A ball and 2 strikes now to Thomas. So Dillard has seen a lot of Zach McCambly over the years. Remember, these two were in high A last year when Dillard was with Beloit, and then, or Dillard was with Wisconsin, and McCambly was with Beloit. As the set of the 1-2, and a breaking ball is swung through and missed, and Dillard strikes out swinging on a curveball. First strikeout for McCambly, and a big second out for him. As now Tristan Lutz will try and drive in Mitchell from third. So man on third and 2 gone. Infield will back up. Shuckers leading 2-0 on the first pitch. And Lutz checks his swing. It is a called strike. 0-1. I can't believe the Shuckers have seen plenty of him this year, as he is starting his fifth time against Biloxi this season. The righty sets, and a look to third, and the 0-1, and that is high with the fastball. One ball and one strike to Lutz. Last time out for McCambly, he got the start on June 23rd. 5 2/3 innings, he gave up 2 runs on 3 hits. Walked 2 and struck out 4. The set in the 1-1. And Lutz fouls this one back. Got a breaking ball that he was just underneath, and the count is now 1-2 to Tristan. McCambly for the season against Biloxi. 1-2 with a 5.14 ERA. Go ahead and give him a few more earned runs to his ledger as Mitchell drives in one and Weimer drives in another. The set and the 1-2. And Lutz skips this one up the middle, waiting for it. Hairston plants pretty much even with second and throws to first to retire Lutz. So a productive first inning for the Shuckers, but certainly one that likely should have netted them another run. As Garrett Mitchell doubles home a run, and Joey Weimer with the sack fly. We move on to the second. It's the Shuckers 2 and the Blue Wahoos nothing. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, sir.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Nothing Shuckers as we go to the second inning. The left-hander Brandon Kinnear won over the minimum in the first, so Victor Mason leads it off. And the first pitch is a fastball a little in tight. For the ball, it is 1-0. So the Shuckers score 2 in the bottom of the second on an RBI double by Garrett Mitchell and a sack fly by Joey Weimer. 1-0, a breaking ball on the outer edge is a called strike, and it's 1-1, the center fielder Mesa. Kinnear nods in agreement with Lopez and deals. The 1-1 kicks up chalk down low as he missed with the curveball. 2 balls and a strike to Mesa. Kinnear winds home the 2-1. And a fastball knee-high for a strike. 2-2 to the center fielder. And Kinnear, when there is nobody on base, works at a blisteringly fast pace. The 2-2. And a curveball is a high bouncer out to short. Monasterio gloves to his left, bobbles the exchange, the throw in and out of Dillard's glove as he tries to make the tag. And that's going to be an E6 on Monasterio. Mesa with excellent speed. And it looked like after Andrew gloved that one off to his right side, just had a little bit of a bobble in the exchange, and that forced a wide throw. So the leadoff man is on thanks to an error. With that, it brings up Will Banfield, the catcher. Kinnear deals. And a fastball is a little high. Ball and no strikes to the catcher, Banfield. Well, for Biloxi, that's the first error that they've made over the last 2 and some contests. As a curveball is down low and a good block by Lopez. Two balls and no strikes. No errors in the game last night. No errors in the game back on Sunday either. They committed a couple of late errors in their contest back on Saturday against Tennessee. The 2-0 is bounced out to short. Monasterio backs up, goes to second, and Valerio has it go in and out of his glove. And another wide throw from Monasterio, and the second error in the inning for Andrew, and this is just very uncharacteristic of the Shuckers shortstop. So it's going to be a fielder's choice for Banfield, and then an E6 that lets Mesa reach second because he certainly would have been out with a good throw, even with good speed. So Banfield will still have to wait for his first hit in his time at AA. And all of a sudden, runners on first and second thanks to a pair of errors and nobody gone. And the third baseman, Kobe Fletcher Vance, and he whiffs right through a curveball for a strike. It is 0-1. So Kennar getting a pair of ground ball outs, but no out, or a pair of ground balls, but no outs on the board. As the 0-1, Fletcher Vance in the air to center field. Mitchell turns and chases, and he reaches up and brings it in at a stride, turns and plants his feet, makes a strong throw to the cutoff man. And a line out to center field is the first out in the inning. So Mitchell has chased down a couple so far in center field, and with one gone, it's Thomas Jones. So Kennar having to navigate a little bit of traffic now when, well, realistically at this point, the inning should probably be over. But nonetheless, it will be the left fielder Jones. Kennar sets in the offer. Well, that is down low for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, Kennar has been brilliant this season across two levels. In 17 outings that he's made this year, he's 8-4 with a 2.41 earned run average. That is the lowest ERA in the entire Brewers organization, as the 1-0 is fouled back. And the count is 1-1. And we should add the qualifier, full season affiliates this season. That does not include the both Arizona League and the Dominican Summer League, which have gone off and running. However, they have played significantly fewer games at this point in the year than the full season affiliates. Kennar readies, and the 1-1. And that is low. Couldn't get a chase on a breaker. Two balls and a strike to Jones. Kennar is also first in the Brewers organization in whip at 1.11 coming into tonight. He was third in strikeouts with 101. The south wall, the 2-1. And that is fouled back by Jones. On the count, two balls and two strikes to the left fielder. Kennar also third in the Brewers organization in innings pitched, 93 and a third coming into tonight. And certainly, as long as he pitches relatively deep into tonight's outing, he will likely hop into first place. As a curveball is bounced on the ground, Dillard gloves, nobody is at first. It's a foot race that Thomas does not win. Kennar was late to cover the bag. That was fielded halfway between first and second almost. And Jones, the left fielder, wins the foot race to the bag. And it's an infield single for the left fielder, Jones. And just like that, the bases are loaded with one out in an inning that should be over for Kennar. And so to try to not speed things up, Lopez will go out and have a word. As he does, we'll take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Cruisin'. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Well, welcome back to MGM Park. Shuckers leading the Blue Wahoos 2-0, but Pensacola threatening with the bases loaded. The first offer to Devin Hairston is whiffed at and missed for a strike. It is 0-1. So a throwing error by Andrew Monasterio allowing Mesa to reach. Bouncing ball that looked like it might be a double play did not result in an out either. Second error of the inning. The fastball misses high. One ball and one strike to the shortstop, Hairston. Kobe Fletcher Vance then lined out to center, but Thomas Jones with an infield single. As the 1-1 is a little low and inside. Two balls and a strike, but that has loaded the bases here in the second inning. The Blue Wahoos already with the tying run at second base. Shuckers leading 2-0 in the second. Gennar, the 2-1. And that is hit in the air, but foul over on the right side. And so the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hairston, lifetime against Gennar, is 0-for-3 with a strikeout. Gennar would certainly take that here, or maybe something on the ground to potentially turn 2, though Hairston does have good speed. 2-2, and there's a swing and a miss. He got him stretching for a breaking ball. Here's the first strike out of the night for Gennar, and a big second out in this inning. Just a breaking pitch on the outside edge. And Hairston was caught stretching for it. But now with the bases loaded and 2 outs, the lineup turns over to the left-handed hitting Jose Devers. Gennar sets and deals. And that is hit right back up the middle, a base hit. One run will score. Mitchell will scoop. The throw is going to come to third, and it is off the glove of Devaney and comes towards the dugout and goes into the dugout for the Wahoos, and that is going to let the run come in and score. 3 men score on a base hit up the middle by Jose Devers, all of them unearned, and Pensacola takes a 3-2 lead here in the second. And just a tough inning all the way around. And Brandon Gennar is the one who has to suffer the fate for it after he should have been out of this inning already and not even gotten this far. So Mesa, Banfield, as well as Jones all score, and now Devers is at third for Paul McIntosh. And the first offer curveball is in there for a strike. It is 0-1. So Devers with a base hit up the middle. He drives in 2. The third run scoring on what should go down as the third error of the inning as McIntosh fouls this one off. It is quickly 0-2. It goes down as a throwing error on Mitchell. The pitch is outside. And it's a ball and 2 strikes now to McIntosh. So this inning has just snowballed quickly for the Shuckers. 3 errors and 2 hits with only one of them leaving the infield. Set in the 1-2. And a swing and a miss, and Gennar gets a strike out of McIntosh. But he looks justifiably frustrated as the Shuckers commit 3 errors and 3 runs score for the Wahoos in the top of the second. We move on to the home half of the second. It's now Pensacola 3 and Biloxi 2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including 2 party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
As we start the bottom of the second inning, and Felix Valerio takes a cold strike on the inner edge from the right-hander Zach McCambly to get things going. Bottom third of the order for the Shuckers due up here as McCambly, the 0-1. And a curveball misses outside. 1 ball and 1 strike. So what a swing of events for the right-hander McCambly He gave up a leadoff single to Sal Frelick and then hit Andrew Monasterio to start the first inning. 1-1, that's in tight. Two balls and a strike to Felix. And then it looked like Garrett Mitchell had hit a three-run homer, but it was ruled a double off the top of the wall. The kick and the 2-1. And Valerio pops this one up back of home. That one will find the seats. The two balls and two strikes to Valerio. Again, we have the opportunity to look at replay here up in the booth, and it appeared that the ball hit off the top of the wall, bounced and hit off of the netting behind the center field wall, and came back into the field of play. As this is golfed out to third, Fletcher Vance has it, and the throw to first is in time to retire Valerio. So instead of leading 3-0, three batters into the ballgame, Biloxi had a 1-0 lead. Joey Weimer then with a sacrifice fly to drive in Monasterio, but the Shuckers were unable to drive in anything else. Now, the top of the second inning, trouble created by the Shuckers themselves. Three errors leading to three runs as Devaney pops the first one back at home and over our heads foul. For the strike, it is 0-1. Gambly, the 0-1 pitch, and Devaney pops this one up right side, and that is drifting foul. And it's quickly 0-1 to the can. Two errors, letting the first two men reach. Fletcher Vance with a lineout, and then an infield single by Jones that was, by all metrics, a single. There's no disputing that, but a ball that also should have resulted in an out. The 0-2. Fouled right back by Cam. Then compounded by Devers with the two RBI single and then a throwing error by Mitchell on an attempt to get the runner at third. The ball goes into the dugout for the Blue Wahoos. And that let a third run come in and score. That is the difference in this one. Wahoos leading the Shuckers 3-2, still early in the bottom of the second inning. The 0-2 pitch to Cam. That is a curveball way low and outside. Ball and two strikes to Devaney. Cam is 3-for-10 lifetime off of McCambly. Does have two home runs against him. The set in the 1-2, and a breaking ball is hit on a bound out to short. Collected, a low throw, but a nice pick by Johnston just before it hit the dirt in front of him. And Devaney is out 6-3. Two gone, and Jason Lopez will be the batter for Biloxi. So from the other side of things, for the right-hander McCambly, it's a new lease on life for him. And he's now settled into a groove where he has retired 5 in a row. Kick and the first offer to Lopez. And Jason takes high for a ball. It is 1-0. It was the last time that Lopez was hitting against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. He was delivering a walk-off 3-RBI double as the 1-0 in there for a strike. That was the final game of the first half, a wild affair in which the Shuckers came back and won 9-8. They scored 3 in the 7th and 3 in the 9th. Charged back from 8-2 down. 1-1 bounces in. Is a 55-footer. The count, 2 balls and 1 strike to Lopez. And that was one of 3 doubles for Jason this year. For the season in 17 games, Lopez hitting .160. That does have 2 home runs and 8 RBIs. The 2-1, and Lopez rolls this one over. Deep in the hole at short, picked by Hairston, and a strong throw does the trick. And McCambly, a shutdown inning. In the second, 3 ground ball outs. That sends us on to the third inning. The Shuckers trailing the Blue Wahoos 3-2. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures, you can rely on Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
The third inning, Pensacola leading Biloxi 3-2. The left-hander Brandon Kinnear back out for the third inning. He will get 3-4-5, Johnston, Conine, and Mesa. The 3-2 up for the Wahoos. Here's the first offer to Johnston. And it's a fastball dealt in for a swing, 0-1. Kinnear now at 37 pitches on the night. 23 of them have been for strikes. 0-1 and a fastball high and outside. 1-1 to Johnston. Again, what's tough about those two errors that happened in the second inning for the Shuckers is Kinnear would be at a much lower pitch count right now. As a 1-1 is a curveball down low. Two balls and a strike to the left-handed hitting first baseman, Troy Johnston. The set and the 2-1. And this is hit out into right field. Weimer backing up on it and at a leap just shy of the warning track. He hauls it in for the out. Johnston pulls it out into right, but Weimer is in range. One out and Griffin Conine will be the batter. Three runs, three hits, no errors for the Wahoos. Two runs, two hits, and three errors for the Shuckers. Game number two of a three-game series between these two teams. As the first offer to Conine. The curveball right in there for a strike, 0-1. This is the other three games that make up for the three that we play to open the series. Open the season in Pensacola. The 0-1. A curveball. Conine thought about it but held off. They count one ball and one strike. And part of the split for the Southern League schedule to start off the season on a Friday night. 1-1. And that is high. Two balls and a strike. Really like the way that the schedule was designed this year to do that. So that way then also everybody got 4 days for the All-Star break and you just play the rest of that series on the other side of things, and you split it home and home. Curveball dropped in for a strike, and it's 2-2 now to Conine, who flied to left his first time up in the first. The 2-2, and a fastball, and Conine is punched out looking. Right on the outside edge, third strikeout for Kinnear. Two gone, and Victor Mesa the batter. Shuckers will have just one more series against Pensacola this year. It is the last series of the regular season. As this is a bouncer off the end of the bat, Valerio has it at second and the throw to first. And there is a very efficient 1-2-3 third inning for Brandon Kinnear. 2.5 in the books in Biloxi. The Shuckers trailing Pensacola 3-2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
The best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life.
connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
On half of the third inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 3-2. Top of the order will come up as Sal Frelick leads things off. And a delay because Biloxi does not have a first base coach. And it'll be T.J. Shook to emerge and take that spot. So McCambly ready to go. Right-hander peers into Frelick and the first offer. That's taken high and away for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, Sal with a single and a run scored back in the first inning. The set and the 1-0. And Frelick hits this to pretty straightaway center field. Long run back for Mesa. It's over his head and all the way to the center field wall. And Frelick will motor in the second with his second hit of the night. And it's a double, his ninth of the year. He is a hitting machine right now. Frelick has now hit safely in 11 of 13 games this month. And that is now 7 of them that have been multi-hit efforts. He has also hit in 5 straight games. So he's in scoring position, and Andrew Monasterio, the batter. As McCambly deals. And a first pitch curveball is outside. One ball and no strikes to Monasterio, the shortstop. And Monasterio hit by a pitch his last time up in the first. It did come in, and it did look like it hit his right hand. That is his throwing hand. The 1-0, and Monasterio takes high. 2 balls and no strikes to Andrew. Monasterio hitting .368 in 19 games with Biloxi. 4 doubles and 6 home runs for the shortstop. He has also driven in 14. The set and the 2-0. And that is low and outside. 3 balls and no strikes to Monasterio. Monasterio with those 6 home runs. He's got 7 this year between Nashville and here in Biloxi. That matches how many home runs that he hit in his first 6 seasons in the minor leagues. As a 3-0, low and outside for ball 4. Monasterio will take the walk. It's the first of the evening for McCambly. Rinse, repeat what happened in the first inning as Frelick is on base. Monasterio is on. And now it's Garrett Mitchell, who last time up looks like he had hit a 3-run homer to pretty much straightaway center field. But it was ruled a double off the top of the wall. On replay, it looked like it hit the top of the wall, hit the netting on the other side of the wall, and bounced back into the field of play, which would make it a home run. I look back to second and the first pitch. And that is way high and outside. It's 1-0. And so McCambly in this inning has thrown 7 pitches, and 6 of them have been balls. The only one that was a strike was the double to center by Freeland. The righty sets, and is 1-0 to Mitchell. And Garrett takes low. 2 balls and no strikes to Mitchell. And with that, Will Banfield is going to go out, hand deliver the baseball, and have a quick conversation with his right-hander, McCambly. McCambly needed 19 pitches to get out of that first inning. More economical in the second as he threw just 14. But already here, cannot find the strike zone against the Shuckers. And certainly an opportunity for the Shuckers. Runners at first and second, and nobody gone, trailing by a run. After the meeting on the mound, McCambly stares him. And the 2-0 to Mitchell. He's taken letter high outer half of fastball for a strike. It is 2-1. We gave you the numbers after Mitchell's double. But since returning from the IL, he's now 12-for-26. The set and the 2-1. High and outside. 3-1 to Mitchell. Freelick at second and Bonasario at first, and Joey Weimer waiting on deck. Mitchell in that span now, 3 doubles, a home run, and 9 RBIs. He's also scored 4 runs. Hitters count here. The 3-1 is slashed down the left field line, but foul. He met him with a fastball at Mitchell with a little bit of a jerk of his head. So he felt like he got a really good pitch to hit, and he just was a little late on it. Infield is drawn around for Mitchell to pull as the shortstop Hairston is pretty much up the middle. The set on the 3-2, and Mitchell hits a slow chopper. Coming on, the second baseman Devers, and he bobbles it. He'll throw to second, and they will still get Monasterio. And that is a massive break for Devers, as he had that ball ricochet off the end of his glove. Mitchell speeding down the line. And he's still able to keep his composure and turn and get the out at second. So Freelick to third. Monasterio is out 4-6. It's a fielder's choice for Mitchell. And now Joey Weimer with an opportunity to drive in his second run of the night. So the tying run at third. Shuckers trailing 3-2 here in the home half of the third. McCambly the first offer. And Weimer a check swing bouncer up the first baseline. Johnston to second for one and on to first. It's a double play. On a check swing ball, it went bouncing right to Johnston at first. 3-6-3 it goes, and the Shuckers strand a man at third base. We go on to the fourth. It's still the Blue Wahoos 3 and the Shuckers 2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Fourth inning, Shuckers trailing the Pensacola Blue Wahoos by a score of 3-2. Left-hander Brandon Kinnear will get Will Banfield, Kobe Fletcher Vance, and Thomas Jones, the 3-2 up here in the Blue Wahoos fourth. As the first offer is a fastball in there for a strike, it is 0-1. Gunnar winds and deals, and the next one is fouled back by Banfield. And the count is now 0-2. The 0-2. And that's popped up, foul ground right side. That'll get out of play. 0-2. Well, Banfield playing in his second game here at AA. This year in 71 games with Beloit. Hit 204, but had 13 doubles, a triple, and 8 home runs. Top side, other side of home, choked up slightly on the bat, and the 0-2. And a wave and a miss, and a ball in the dirt. And Lopez applies the tag, and Banfield is out. Fourth strikeout for Kennar, as he has now retired 5 in a row since the two RBI single by Devers that tied the game in the throwing error. Gave the Wahoos the lead. Three errors in the second inning, helping produce the three runs for the Wahoos. So now it's Fletcher Vance from the right side. And the first offer is at the top of the zone for a called strike, 0-1. Fletcher Vance with a sharp liner to right center field. Mitchell turned and chased it down. 0-1 and a late swing and a miss on a curveball. The count is 0-2. To Fletcher Vance. Kennar wastes no time, the 0-2. And a curveball bounced to third. Devaney comes on, gloves, and the quick exchange is knee-high to Dillard on the throw. 5-3, two gone, and it'll be the left fielder, Thomas Jones. So again for Kennar, the three runs that he has allowed tonight, all of them are unearned. Just three hits overall allowed. All three of them have been singles. As this is hit high in the air, left field, who's going to have it? Mitchell is calling for it out in the gap. He'll reach up and bring it in for the out. So that's now 7 in a row retired by Brandon Kennar in a couple of efficient innings. 3.5 in the books here in Biloxi, and the Shuckers still trail the Wahoos 3-2. On the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Fourth inning in Biloxi, Shuckers trailing the Blue Wahoos by a run at 3-2. It'll be Thomas Dillard to lead things off for the Shuckers. He'll be followed by Tristan Lutz and Felix Valerio. Right-hander Zach McCambly deals him the first, and a breaking ball is outside. One ball and no strikes. McCambly struck out Dillard his last time up. That is the lone strikeout for the right-hander so far this evening through his first three frames, as the next offer nearly hits off of Dillard's front foot. The count, two balls and no strikes to Thomas. Shuckers scored their two runs in the first inning. They threatened in the last inning. Freely got to third with one out as the 2-0 is on the outside edge for a strike. However, Weimer hit into a rather unconventional 3-6-3 double play on a check swing ball that had enough velocity to get to Johnston, and he turned it into two. 2-1 is low. We'll count 3 balls and a strike to Dillard. It is worth mentioning that tonight the wind is blowing pretty firm in from right field, so it will be hard for left-handed hitters. 3-1, and Dillard takes at the knees. Thomas had started to turn out of the batter's box, and he is called back on a called strike as the count is run full. McCambly, the 3-2, and Dillard waves over a curveball, and McCambly has got 2 strikeouts. Both of them tonight are Dillard. 1 gone. Fans, coming up next Saturday, July 29th, that's your chance to get a picture with the 2022 D1 Baseball National Championship Trophy won by the Ole Miss Rebels at the College World Series. The trophy will be here at MGM Park next Saturday, July 29th, as the first pitch is outside. A trophy will be here from 5:30 to 8 p.m. as part of the Tour of Champions. It's also Fireworks Friday, presented by Maxim Health Urgent Care. To purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. 1-0 to Lutz. He's high. 2 balls and no strikes to Tristan. Lutz, a ground out his last time up on a bouncer up the middle. McCambly, the 2-0. And that is on the inner edge for a strike with a fastball. It is 2-1. Well, Tristan for the season now hitting just a shade under 269, 267 to be exact. McCambly, the 2-1. And that is hit firmly through on the left side. Another base hit for Lutz. Got his hands inside on a fastball. And hit it right past Fletcher Vance. In between Fletcher Vance and Hairston, and Lutz is on. One out single, and Felix Valerio will be the hitter. That feeds right into Lutz and how he has hit since coming off of the injured list and the development list back on May 19th. In 32 games coming into tonight, Tristan was hitting .307 since then. He has been a very consistent force for the Shuckers. First pitch to Valerio, and that is knee-high for a strike. Shuckers so far tonight, they've had their chances, but they are just 1-for-5 with men in scoring position. That one was the RBI double by Mitchell that did look like a 3-run homer. Lucetini 0-1. And that is outer edge for a strike as well. Fastball knee high, and Valerio will lean on his bat for a moment as he sets it down, and now it's a look back out to McCambly on the mound. Lutz with a 2.5-step lead off of first. McCambly, the 0-2 to Valerio. And that is fouled straight back by Felix. Valerio, his last time up, a ground out to third. Part of the 1-2-3 inning by McCambly. Back in the second, his lone inning that he has retired the Shuckers in order. Biloxi with a lot of base runners tonight. Chest high set by the right-hander in the 0-2. Is outside, overcooked a fastball. The count a ball and two strikes for the second baseman, Valerio. Now Felix with 13 doubles, 2 triples, and 11 home runs this year. 44 RBIs for the 21-year-old. Set in the 1-2. And a breaking ball is lifted out into left field, but playable for Jones as he takes a few steps back and hauls it in. Mario just a little far underneath a breaking ball. He flies out to left, and now it'll fall to Cam Devaney. So McCambly now at 60 pitches on the dot. Wahoos had to go through a little bit of their bullpen last night, as was expected with Edward Cabrera on the mound. He went 3 innings last night. Wahoos ended up using 4 relievers in the ballgame. Set in the offer. And Devaney takes a fastball high and away. No ball and no strikes. But meanwhile, the Shuckers, just a pair of relievers used in last night's game. Harold Chirino and Zach Venero throwing the last 2 innings for the Shuckers. The set and the 1-0. And this is rocketed out into right field. Long run back for Conine. It's past him and bounces off the wall and stays in play. Lutz is going to get the wave around, and the throw goes to third. It's an RBI double by Cam Devaney, and the Shuckers have tied it here in the bottom of the fourth. Well, Lutz, not with the best of speed on the bases, got the wave around third, and a mistake defensively by the Blue Wahoos, as instead of the cutoff man getting hit and then throwing home, where there possibly would have been a play, instead the throw goes to third, and Lutz scores from first on a double by Cam, his 18th double of the year. And now it's Lopez with two outs and a man in scoring position. The set and the offer. Lopez swings and misses at a curveball for a strike. It is 0-1. 37th RBI of the year for Devaney, and that one went right off of the wall. Also the fact that Conine had to bounce off of the wall and then get past him as well. The kick in the 0-1. Breaking ball swung over and missed. Might be the best curveball that McCambly has thrown all night long. And Lopez in an 0-2 hole. Jason his last time up, a grounder. Bounced down too short. One of that 1-2-3 second. Devaney's RBI double has tied it here in the bottom of the fourth. The set in the 0-2. And Lopez strikes out swinging. So the third strikeout of the night for McCambly brings the fourth to a close, but Biloxi evens the score on a single by Lutz and a double by Devaney. We move on to the fifth. It's a brand new ball game. Square at three between the Shuckers and the Wahoos. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters. Lasers.
A pool.
Another guinea pig.
More lasers.
Sprinkles.
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yeah?
Guess what?
What?
I was cutting the grass.
Whoa, second time this year.
And I found a truck.
You should cut the grass more often, Sparky.
I hadn't seen this truck since last year.
I'm not a bit surprised.
She's pretty low to the ground.
That truck is on the ground, Sparky. You need to take her up to Southern Pro Truck, get your free estimate on a lift kit. She'll look as cool as beans, and you can take her off-road.
She's already off-road, Floyd.
Ah, she is, isn't she? Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport. 5 minutes north of I-10.
Start of the fifth inning, Shuckers tied at three with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos as Devin Hairston wildly waves and misses at a curveball from the left-hander Brandon Kinnear. It is a strike and one. Set in Canar's 0-1. And this is a bouncer up the middle. Monasterio fields, gloves, and throws, and that is picked out by Dillard on a ball down in the dirt. And Monasterio, another difficult throw there. Uncharacteristic night for the shortstop, but it is an out. 6-3 as Hairston is retired, one gone, and the lineup turns over to Jose Devers. So for Canar, he has now retired 8 in a row. Last batter that reached against him was Devers back in the second when he singled up the middle. As he shows bunt, pulls back, and takes a breaking ball down low. 1-0. That also breaks a streak of 12 consecutive strikes by Canal. 1-0. He is in there, and he starts a new one. 1-1 to Devers. Canal needed just 8 pitches to make it through the fourth inning. All 8 of them were strikes. The 1-1. And a curveball is bounded foul. The count 1-2 now to Devers. Devers with that 2-RBI single up the middle. And at the time, the go-ahead run scoring on an error. And three errors in that second inning for Biloxi. 1-2, and this is looped the opposite way. A slow bouncer, Devaney, smoothly gloves and slings to first and retires Devers. Just an inside-out bouncer the opposite way. And because Devaney was already in a few steps after Devers had shown bunt, the additional step or two in, and there are two gone now. And that's 9 in a row retired by Brandon Kinnard. Tied at 3, Shuckers and Wahoos. They're in the top of the fifth inning. Kinnard already set to go as McIntosh digs in. On the first offer, and McIntosh off the end of the bat, fly ball left side. Monasterio, Devaney, it will be Monasterio out in shallow left field to make the grab, and another quick inning for the left-hander Brandon Kinnard as he has retired 10 in a row for Biloxi. That moves us to the halfway point of this one, going to the bottom of the fifth. Tied at 3, Shuckers and Wahoos on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
The Biloxi Shuckers tied at 3 with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Zach McCambly, the right-hander, out for his fifth inning of work. Sal Frelick leads it off for the Shuckers. He's set on the first offer, and that is low for a ball. It is 1-0. Sal is 2-for-2 today. He singled in the first, and he doubled his last time up in the third. Straightaway center field, maybe only about 4 panels to the left of the 400 in straightaway center. 1-0, and this is fouled down at the plate. They count 1 ball and 1 strike to Freeland. As we said, this is now Sal's 7th multi-hit game in 13 games in the month of July for him. He's pushed his batting average for the year with Biloxi up to .325. The set and the 1-1. And a weave and a miss. He got him out in front on a curveball. The count is 1-2. Monasterio will follow, and then Garrett Mitchell to bat. The set and the 1-2, and that is taken low. A changeup, not something we've seen very much out of McCambly today. It's primarily been fastball, curveball, but the third time through the order, showing something else. The set and the 2-2, and this is fouled off again, Frelick to a knee as he fights off a breaker. Count 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, no surprise for Sal that he has been so hot in July. The only surprise is that he missed a couple of weeks with a hamstring injury, and he has come back and been electric. 2-2, and that is hit off the end of the bat out into deep left field. Mesa ranging over, and he won't get to it. It's the third hit of the night for Frelick. Mesa falls over as he throws it back into the infield, But it's the second double of the evening for Frelick and his third overall hit. The Shuckers have the go-ahead run in scoring position in the bottom of the fifth. Well, a great effort by Mesa to attempt to get there. The left-handed hitter, he was shaded towards right, and Frelick with another three-hit effort. He is on second. Now it's Monasterio. The set and the offer. And that's a fastball outer edge for a strike, 0-1. For Frelick, this is his fifth game in which he has three or more hits. Still has a few more at-bats left. The set and the 0-1. And Monasterio watches a curveball miss outside. One ball and one strike. Monasterio officially does not have an at-bat today. He was hit by a pitch and scored a run back in the first and walked his last time up in the third. Right-hander McCambly, chest high set, and the 1-1. And a breaking ball is popped up. First base side foul ground. Johnston towards the railing, and that will be just over the camera well. And Jason Coca. One hop bounces back into play, and he's there to grab it. The count of ball and two strikes to Monasterio. Well, McCambly this evening is likely good to make it to the 100 pitch threshold. The set and the 1-2. And a breaking ball hit on the ground, fielded by Fletcher Vance. He'll look Frelick back to second and make the throw to first to retire Monasterio. 5-3 on the ground out, and now it'll be Garrett Mitchell. And McCambly has thrown 100 pitches or more in each of his last two outings. Last time out for him on July 13th, 10 days ago against Chattanooga. 6 2/3 innings, he gave up just one run on two hits. Walked two and struck out 11. Threw 102 pitches in that game. Set in the first offer, Mitchell. And Garrett swings over a breaking ball for a strike. It is 0-1. The time before that, McCambly started against Mississippi at Trustmark Park. In game two of a doubleheader, he went six hitless innings. He did give up a run on three walks and six strikeouts, but he left with a 2-0 lead. He walked the first batter in the seventh as the 0-1 fouled off by Mitchell. The count is 0-2. And as Mississippi has done a lot here in the second half, they came back and won that game 3-2, so McCambly did not get a decision. Threw 100 pitches in that one. 63 of them were for strikes. Hasn't been in the strike zone as much tonight. This is his 78th pitch of the evening. 48 of them have been for strikes. Frelick on second with one gone. And the 0-2 to Mitchell. And Garrett watches a curveball down low. 3-3 Shuckers and Wahoos here in the home half of the fifth inning. On a Saturday night at MGM Park. Just a three-game series between these two. As McCambly, the 1-2 pitch, and Mitchell skips this on the ground to first base. Johnston gloves, underhand feed to first. It is a foot race, and Mitchell is called out. A foot race between McCambly and Mitchell. McCambly had a shorter distance to go, and he gets there just in front of Mitchell in the eyes of Bobby Tassoni. That's about as close as you can get right there at first base as we get a look at it on MILB.TV. So 3-1 on the ground down for Mitchell. Frelick to third, and now it's Weimer. Set in the first offer. And Joey takes low and outside. A back pick to third and a dive back in by Frelick. In front of the tag on his back by Fletcher Vance. And it is ball one to Weimer.
I mentioned the fact Joey with the sacrifice fly back in the first inning. It was his first RBI with the Shuckers in a month. Last RBI had come against Pensacola back on June 23rd. The set in the 1-0. That's cued off the end of the bat. Look out on the Shuckers dugout foul. The count is 1-1. Now, Joey did pick up an RBI when he was at the All-Star Futures game. Had a sacrifice fly as well. And McCambly is going to request a new baseball. Sac fly was part of a two-run first for Biloxi. Tied it with a run in the bottom of the fourth. Frelick at third with two gone. And the 1-1 to Weimer. And Joey swings through a high fastball. The count is now 1-2. Right-hander McCambly sets. And he strides home with the 1-2. And a breaking ball is swung on and missed. And McCambly gets his fourth strikeout of the night. And the Shuckers yet again leave a man at third base. We play five complete here in Biloxi Square at three between the Shuckers. Continues in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Top of the sixth inning, tied at three between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Troy Johnston leads it off for Pensacola, and the first pitch curveball misses high for ball one. The southpaw, Brandon Kinnar. Kinnar, 62 pitches now on the night, 42 for strikes. 1-0 and a curveball, and Johnston hacks at it late. They count one ball and one strike. For Kinnar, the inning for him that saw the most pitches thrown was the second. As the set and the 1-1. And a check swing, they'll appeal to third. And on appeal, Steve Hodgson says Johnston did not hold up. Count a ball and two strikes now to Johnston. Three errors in the inning help run out Kinnar's pitch count as the 1-2 is down low. Kinnar had to throw 25 pitches in that inning. Still 16 of them were strikes. Bounce back with a 10-pitch inning in the third and an 8-pitch inning in the fourth. The south ball, the 2-2 to Johnston. High and outside with a fastball. The count has now run full to the first baseman for Pensacola. Kinnar, the 3-2 offer, and it is high for ball four. So that snaps a string of 10 in a row tired by Kinnar, and it is his first walk of the night. It brings up Griffin Conine. With that, the Shuckers' bullpen will start to move around just a little bit. And there is some right-handed action out in Pensacola's bullpen already, so it looks like the night is going to be over
McCambly after five innings. As the first pitch bounced on the ground, Valerio Fields goes to second for one. That's going to be it for the Shuckers, but a good pick by Monasterio on a throw from Valerio. 4-6 as Johnston is retired. Fielder's choice for Conine. With one gone, it brings up the center fielder, Victor Mason. Square at three, Shuckers and Wahoos here in the sixth inning. This has been a wild affair so far tonight. First offer is a fastball pumped in for a strike to Mesa. It is 0-1. Shuckers scored two runs in the first, but remember, it looked like Mitchell had hit a three-run homer that was ruled a RBI double. 0-1 is low. The count, one ball and one strike to Mesa. Then the three errors in the second, giving the Blue Wahoos the lead. Shuckers have put a man in scoring position in the third, fourth, and fifth inning, and they have unfortunately gotten just one run out of it. 1-1, and that is hammered to deep right field. Weimer is chasing. He's at the wall. He leaps, and it stays in the ballpark, but it's off the right field wall. Conine coming in, and he will score from first on a double off the right field wall by Victor Mesa. And on just the fourth hit of the night for the Wahoos, Pensacola jumps back in front 4-3 here in the sixth. Fifth double of the year for Mesa and his 18th RBI as Conine scores all the way from first on a drive to deep right field. And so now the goal for Kennar is to limit the damage, though that is just his first earned run that he has given up tonight. Kick on the first offer, and that is Loman in to the catcher, Will Banfield, 1-0. The 1-0, a wave and a miss. The count is one ball and one strike to Banfield. Well, the catcher, Banfield, is still looking for his first hit at the double-A level. 0 for 6 so far. He's 0 for 2 tonight with a strikeout. The 1-1. And that is fouled off right side. Count a ball and two strikes. Banfield taken in the competitive balance round B round by the Marlins back in 2018. Taken out of Brookwood High School in Snellville, Georgia. 69th overall pick in 2018. The set and the 1-2. And a wave and a miss. Kennar gets him swinging on a curve. Fifth strikeout of the night for Brandon. Two gone in the inning, and Kobe Fletcher Vance will be the batter. Well, still nobody throwing out in Biloxi's bullpen, so Kennar has rope for here in the sixth inning. As he deals home the first one to Fletcher Vance. And a breaking ball is outside, 1-0. Kennar approaching the 80-pitch threshold to look to finish off six frames. 4-3 Wahoos here in the top of the sixth inning now. As Kennar rocks home the 1-0. And that is hit in the air, left field. Frelick is back. He is at the wall. He leaps up at the wall, and Sal... he's not able to get it. It's a two-run homer for Fletcher Vance. Frelick was right at the wall. He leapt up, and just to the right of the 350 sign, it leaves the yard. And the Wahoos have three here in the sixth to move in front 6-3. Third home run of the year for Fletcher Vance, as that pushes him to 30 RBIs on the year. And unfortunately for Kennar, just ran into trouble here in the sixth inning. But now it's Thomas Jones, and the first offer is hit well. Left field, back on it, Frelick, and that one is gone as the Wahoos go back to back. Thomas Jones with his fifth home run of the year. And on back-to-back pitches, Wahoos strike for back-to-back homers and move in front 7-3. So Fletcher advances, just gets out. Jones leaves the yard into the netting out in left. And now it's Devin Hairston. Set and the first offer. And an overhand curveball misses high. It's 1-0 to Hairston. The next offer. Not a Reg called a strike. And it is 1-1 to the shortstop for the Wahoos. By the way, quick correction for Fletcher Vance. Since it was a two-run homer, that puts him at 29 RBIs on the year. As the next offer, fastball for a strike, it is 1-2. Kennard, the 1-2 offer, down in the dirt. Couldn't get Hairston to chase. And so the count draws even. So a double by Mesa, and back-to-back homers has given the Wahoos a 7-3 lead, but Hairston stretches and strikes out swinging on a curveball on the outer edge by Kennard. But the Wahoos get four runs on three hits and do not leave anybody on. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's now the Blue Wahoos 7 and the Shuckers 3 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network. And as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The sixth inning, Pensacola Blue Wahoos now leading the Shuckers 7-3. First offer is inside for a ball from the new right-hander Justin Evans here in the sixth inning. Evans sets out from his chin in the right hand of the 1-0. And Hiller late on a fastball. It is 1-1. Well, for Evans, this is his first appearance with the Blue Wahoos this season. It is his fifth overall at AA, as he made four appearances with Pensacola last year. 1-1 and a breaking ball low. This season with Beloit, in 27 appearances, Evans went 5-1 with a 2.77 ERA. He had two saves and four chances. Right-handed the 2-1. And Hiller late on a high fastball at 94, and the count is 2-2. 39 innings. Right-hander Evans, 16 runs, 12 earned on 37 hits. Two of them were homers. 18 walks, 55 strikeouts for the right-hander. The 2-2. And that is inside with a fastball at 95. Evans thought he had plucked the inner edge. And instead, the count has run full to Dillard. Conan's hit 253 against the right-hander Evans in high A this year. The set and the 3-2. And Dillard hits this in the air. Left center field gap. Mesa is tracking, tailing away from him and on the warning track. The deepest part of left center field, he brings it in for the out. So one gone and Tristan Lutz the batter. Well, for Evans, he was a 19th round pick by Miami back in 2018 out of Columbus State University. But he did not debut until 2021. Right-hander sets and fires. That is outside for a ball to Lutz. It is 1-0. Tristan, 1-for-2 with a run scored. He scored on a double to right field by Cam Devaney back in the fourth that at the time tied the game at 3-all. Evans the 1-0. And a breaking ball, and Lutz mashes it foul. The count is now 1-1. Lutz with a bouncer up the middle for the last out in the first inning, his first time up. Evans sets, and the 1-1. And that comes in, and it hits Lutz. So Tristan hit by a fastball up and in. You can understand Lutz not happy about that. Remember, Tristan was hit with a fastball last year, and he missed 6 weeks because he was hit on the hand. So he'll hit the hit by pitch and walked out to first, but obviously not happy about it. And again, we detailed it earlier. The high number of hit-by-pitches between these two teams this year. First offer to Valerio. A swing and a miss for a strike. It is 0-1. Kick and the 0-1 to Valerio. And Felix takes a fastball high. One ball and one strike. Second hit batter of the night for Biloxi. And that is now the 34th hit batter by Pensacola this year against the Shuckers as a breaking ball misses into Valerio. The count, two balls and a strike to Felix. 34 hit batters in 23 games. Lutz with a short lead off of first and the 2-1 to Valerio. And a breaking ball called a strike, letter high. The count runs even at 2-2 to Felix. Valerio 0-for-2 today, a ground out to third in the second, and a fly out to left field his last time up in the fourth. Pickoff throw to first, and Lutz with a dive back in. Well, right-hander JT Henson has gotten up for Biloxi in their bullpen and is throwing. The 2-2 outside with a fastball at 94. To the count, three balls and two strikes to Valerio. Shuckers trailing at 7-3 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. As the 3-2 is outside for ball four. So a hit by pitch and a walk has put two men on base with only one gone. And Cam Devaney will be the batter. And Banfield will go out and have a quick word with the right-hander Evans. As he does, we take a look at the final line tonight for the right-hander Zach McCambly for Pensacola. Five innings tonight, six hits, three runs, all of them were earned. He walked one and struck out four. And right-hander McCambly, 84 pitches, 52 of them were strikes. Mention the fact that McCambly taken out of Coastal Carolina, the Brewers used their first-round draft pick this year to draft a member of the Chanticleers, Eric Brown Jr. And yesterday, the Brewers ended up signing him with the 7th overall pick by Milwaukee. We're sending the first offer to Devaney and a breaking ball. McCam might have gotten a small piece of it, but it's a swinging strike, 0-1. Announced yesterday, the Brewers came to terms with Eric Brown Jr., so they have signed their first-round pick. Set in the 0-1. Outside, one ball and one strike. course, the Shuckers currently have the two most recent first-round picks by the Brewers playing here in Sal Frelick and Garrett Mitchell. And they had 2019 first-round pick Ethan Small here in 2021. Set and the 1-1. And Cam can check his swing on a high cutter. The count of ball and two strikes. A little bit about Brown. He hit 330, 19 doubles, a pair of triples, 7 home runs, and 40 RBIs as a junior at Coastal Carolina. That was in 2022. The set on the 1-2, and Devaney waves on a high fastball and strikes out. First strikeout of the night for Evan. First at Double-A this season. And with two gone, it brings up Jason Lopez. Brown is from one state over, over in Bossier City, Louisiana. 3 seasons at Coastal, the COVID-shortened 2020 year as a freshman. 2021, in which he hit 294, and then obviously last season, in which he was the preseason Sun Belt Player of the Year by D1 Baseball and Perfect Game. As this pitch misses outside for a ball, it is 1-0. 7-3 in favor of the Wahoos here in the bottom of the fourth inning. A 4-run top of the inning. The difference, the 1-0. This is fouled right back by Lopez. The count is 1-1. Jason 0-for-2 today with ground out and a strikeout. The Shuckers just looking for something with men in scoring position today. Biloxi is now 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. Although that won the RBI double by Garrett Mitchell, again, certainly looked like a 3-run homer. It was not called as much. And so the Shuckers, they did score 2 in the first, but not the 3 they would have. The 1-1. And that is at the letters on the inner edge for a strike, something off speed. The count of ball and 2 strikes to Lopez. Lutz at second after he was hit by a pitch. Valerio at first after the walk. The set of the 1-2, and that's taken outside with a breaking ball. And so the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes to Lopez. And boy, you would love to turn the lineup back over. Give Sal Frelick an opportunity to hit with men in scoring position. He has led off every inning that he has batted tonight. He's 3-for-3 with a couple of doubles. The set of the 2-2, and Lopez hits this in the air right field. The wind's going to knock it down. Conine angling towards the line and a few steps shy of the line out in right field. He'll make the catch for the out. So the Shuckers threaten yet again. No runs, no hits, no errors, and 2 men left on base. We head on to the 7th. It's the Blue Wahoos 7 and the Biloxi Shuckers 3. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Starting start of the seventh inning. Shuckers trailing the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 7-3. Day is over for the left-hander Brandon Kinnard, and he'll give way to the new right-hander JT Henson, who's into the ballgame for Biloxi. 27th appearance of the year for Henson, 4-3 with a 5.45 ERA. 38 innings, Henson has given up 29 runs, 23 earned on 36 hits. He's walked 19 and struck out 32, when he's hitting 242. It's the right-hander JT Henson. Now, JT will get the top of the order here as Jose Devers leads things off for the Blue Wahoos. Henson readies and fires. Now, the first pitch is low and inside with a breaking ball. It is 1-0. 7 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Wahoos. 3 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors for Biloxi. 1-0. And a fastball darted in for a strike. 1-1 to Devers. Devers with a 2-RBI single back in the second inning. He's 1-for-3 tonight with those 2 runs driven in. Part of a 3-run second for the Wahoos. The set and the 1-1. That is low. 2 balls and a strike now to Devers. So the final line for the left-hander Brandon Kinnard, 6 innings, 6 hits, 7 runs, just 4 earned, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. 2-1 on the inside edge for a called strike. And so they count 2 balls and 2 strikes to Devers. Vincent with a deep bend now stands upright and deals home the 2-2. And a breaking ball is bounced over to first. Dillard with a pick and a wheel around to the bag himself. He unassisted. Gone as Paul McIntosh comes to hit. We're talking about the Brewers and signing first-round pick Eric Brown Jr. yesterday. Well, how about today, the news that the Brewers have come to terms with an extension for Aaron Ashby, the left-hander who was the 2019 Brewers Minor League Pitcher of the Year. So locking in Ashby is part of their rotation for the foreseeable future. As the first offer is high for a ball, it is 1-0. Pitch, low and outside to McIntosh, 2 balls and no strikes. Brewers announcing that they have signed Ashby to a 5-year contract through 2027 with club options for 2028 and 2029. 2-0, and that's high from Henson, 3 balls and no strikes. Ashby, just 23 years old. Remember, he was a fourth-round pick by the Brewers in 2018 out of Crowder College. Set down the 3-0. And that is on the outside black with the fastball. It's 3-1. The Brewers doing what they can to lock in Ashby, who, remember, did not pitch here in Biloxi because of the lost 2020 season to COVID. 3-1. And that is high for ball four. McIntosh on for the first time tonight as he draws a one-out walk, and it brings up Troy Johnston. And Ashby was certainly slated to be here in Biloxi in 2020. Instead, he spent his time at the alternate site, where he dazzled and added on a couple of new pitches, and as a result, he was sent straight to AAA to begin the 2021 season before he ultimately made his Major League debut. 3-2 with a 4.55 ERA last year. Set on the first offer to Johnston. He turns back from a fastball. It's 1-0 for the first baseman. Obviously, the rotation led by right-hander Corbin Burns, 2017 Biloxi Shucker. The hold and the 1-0. And a fastball called a strike, but it's in and out of the glove of Lopez. He'll come up and fire down to second, but easily advancing is McIntosh. And that is a pass ball by the catcher Lopez on a called strike. Just didn't squeeze it cleanly. 1-1. Of course, Freddie Peralta, also part of that 2017 Shuckers staff, already signed to an extension by the Brewers. We also have Brandon Woodruff in that mix. 1-1, Weekly rolled over to first. It's underneath the glove of the first baseman, Dillard, but he lets it bleed through to Valerio, who's right there and throws to a covering Henson. That was a great job by Dillard. As he saw, he wasn't going to have a play on it, so it's a 4-1 putout of Johnston. Two gone as McIntosh moves to third, and now it's Griffin Conine. Oh, what awareness by Dillard that time. As he was ranging to his right, saw Valerio out of the corner of his eye and realized that he was in position. And so Dillard let it go smartly. And Valerio, with a better angle to the bag, made the throw for the out. So two gone and a man on third, and the first offer to Griffin Conine is hit a mile in the air, but playable in right field. This could be tricky with the wind. Weimer losing the cap towards the right field line, and easy enough for Joey as he reaches in and hauls it for the last out in the top of the seventh. It's time to stretch it here in Biloxi. Shuckers still trailing it 7-3 on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Seventh inning, the Shuckers trailing the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 7-3. Day is over for the right-hander Justin Evans. After one inning, he hit a batter, walked a batter, and struck out a batter. Didn't allow any runs, and he'll give way to the left-hander Josh Simpson, who is on here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Sal Frelick will lead it off for the Shuckers. Simpson sets on the first offer to Sal. And a breaking ball misses the outside half for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, the numbers on Simpson this season, 4-1 with a 3.43 ERA. This is his 33rd appearance. The lefty, the 1-0. And Frelick takes high. Two balls and no strikes. Six holds for the lefty Simpson. Two saves and four chances. 42 innings, he's given up 16 runs, all of them earned on 22 hits. The set in the 2-0 to Sal. And Frelick takes outside. Three balls and no strikes. Two of the 22 hits allowed by the lefty Simpson have been home runs. He's walked 23 and struck out 71. Opponents hitting just 156 against the left-hander. Sal is in an advantageous 3-0 count here. And the offer is taken outside for ball four. I think Frelick thought that might have been a spike. Instead, it is ball four, and so Frelick is on for the fourth time tonight as he has a single, two doubles, and now a walk. So he has reached base every time, but again, Frelick has been the leadoff man in all four times that he has come up tonight. So now it's Monasterio. And the send of the first offer is inside for a ball 1-0. Monasterio, a little wary after he was hit by a pitch up and around his hands his first time up in the first. He walked in the third, and he grounded out to third back in the fifth. Simpson, the 1-0. Inside, two balls and no strikes to Monasterio. So that is six pitches for Josh Simpson. All six of them have been balls. Like a lot of these relievers, Shuckers have seen plenty of Simpson. This is his eighth appearance against Biloxi this year. 0-1 with a 2.79 ERA. The 2-0. Low and in. Three balls and no strikes. 9 2/3 innings against Biloxi this year. Simpson has given up three runs on six hits. The Shuckers have hit both of the home runs off of Simpson that he has allowed this year. Six walks make it seven now with a walk to Frelick and 17 strikeouts. The 3-0 to Monasterio is inside, and it is back-to-back four-pitch walks to start things here in the seventh for Biloxi. So Simpson comes out of the bullpen wild. And no wasted time as Dave Island will take a walk out to the mound. So after Simpson comes out and goes four-pitch walk to the first two Shuckers batters, who tonight have reached a combined 7 of 8 times that they have been up. Three hits for Frelick. Three walks between the two of them and the hit by pitch. So the top of the order has done their job getting on base, and now Garrett Mitchell, who's driven in one tonight, the chance to try and do more. Remember, runners in scoring position has been the problem for Biloxi this evening. Shuckers have combined to go 1-for-11 with men in scoring position, and Mitchell has the only hit of the game with the man in scoring position tonight. Lefty-lefty matchup, and the first offer to Mitchell. And Garrett hits this into left field, dropping fast and down. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Frelick will score easily. Monasterio will head to third, and it's the second double of the night for Garrett Mitchell. He drives in another run. The Shuckers have a rally going here in the bottom of the seventh inning. They trail it 7-4 now. A slash double the opposite way for Mitchell, his second hit of the night, as Frelick scores easily. And now Joey Weimer coming to the plate as the tying run for the Shuckers here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And a golden opportunity for Biloxi. They have had a lot of these chances tonight. So here is Weimer with Monasterio at third and Mitchell at second. Left-hander Simpson sets and the first offer. And Weimer hits this one up the middle, fielded by the second baseman Devers. His lone throw is the first. And it's a ground out by Weimer, but he gets his second RBI of the night. As Monasterio scores, Mitchell moves down to third. The Shuckers have struck for two with just one gone here in the seventh. It's 7-5. So while Joey doesn't get a hit, does put the ball in play in a spot where only one guy can get it. And now it's Dillard with Mitchell at third, the first offer. And that's taken a backdoor slider for a strike. It is 0-1. So Dillard will flip around and hit from the right side against the left-hander Simpson. The stare in the 0-1. And that's spun in for a strike as well, 0-2. Dillard this season hitting better against lefties than righties. He's batting .254 against them with six doubles and a home run. The set and the 0-2, and Dillard checks his swing on a breaking ball low. Good take by Thomas on the count of ball and two strikes. So back-to-back walks to Frelick and Monasterio. Mitchell with an RBI double and Weimer with the RBI ground out. The set and the 1-2. And Dillard takes called third strike outside corner. Fastball right on the outer edge. And Dillard is called out on strikes, his third strikeout of the night. So a big bounce back by Simpson. First strikeout of the night for him. Just the sixth strikeout of the night for the Shuckers. And it brings up Tristan Lutz. Lutz does represent the tying run for Biloxi. As Simpson sets and deals. And a first pitch breaking ball. And Lutz off balance as he swings through it for a strike. It is 0-1. Tristan hit by a pitch his last time up. That was back in the sixth. And he singled through the left side back in the fourth. Third baseman Fletcher Vance is a couple of steps back in the bag and only a few steps inside of the third base line. The set in the 0-1. And that's taken low. One ball and one strike to Lutz. Surprisingly, Tristan has been an RBI machine this season. Since May 14th, he has 36 RBIs. That is the sixth most in the Southern League in that span. But he has gone homerless for quite a long stretch. The last homer for Tristan was in Pensacola on June 3rd. The set on the 1-1. And that has taken a called strike on the inner edge. Slider that cut all the way across the plate. And the count is 1-2. But again, Tristan has done it without needing to hit home runs. Right now, Mitchell at third and two outs. Shuckers trailing by a pair in the bottom of the seventh. The set and the 1-2. And that's taken low and inside around his back foot. Two balls and two strikes to Lutz. Talk about the fact that Tristan's sixth in the Southern League since May 14th in RBIs. Troy Johnston and Thomas Dillard both in front of him with 37 in that span. The set and the 2-2. And that is just above the letters. Trying to drop in a breaking ball. Might have been a little outside as well, and the count has run full with Felix Valerio waiting on deck. Shuckers trailing it 7-5 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. They have scored two but are looking for more. The lefty Simpson, his payoff pitch, and Lutz strikes out swinging on a breaking ball. But Biloxi does get two back on a double by Mitchell and an RBI ground out by Joey Weimer. That sends us on to the eighth. Shuckers still trailing by two at 7-5. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential, it's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Went in to walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday bed.
Trailing the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 7-5 after the Shuckers scored two in the bottom of the seventh inning. One inning for the right-hander JT Henson, and he will give way to the right-hander Robbie Hitt here in the top of the eighth inning. It will get Victor Mesa to start things off. Set on the first offer, and this is bunted but foul for a strike. So final line on JT Henson, one inning, no hits, no runs, a walk, and no strikeouts. The 0-1. That is downstairs with the fastball. One ball and one strike. Well, for Robbie, hit his 27th appearance of the year with Biloxi. 2-2 with a 3.55 ERA. 33 innings, 18 runs, just 13 earned on 28 hits. It misses down, though, with a fastball. It is 2-1. For hit, 13 walks. 39 strikeouts, opponents hitting just 220 against the right-hander. Behind 2-1 to Mesa as the kick and the offer. That's fouled straight back. And the count now evens at 2-2. Now Mesa kicked off the scoring an inning ago, or two innings ago in the sixth. Conine on first after a fielder's choice. Mesa with an RBI double off the right field wall. Fletcher Vance then would hit a two-run homer, and Thomas Jones followed with a home run. Slow bouncer over to third. Backhanded pick by Devaney in the throw to first. Not in time to get the speedy Mesa, and that'll be the second hit of the night for him on an infield dribbler. So a base hit for Mesa. Not much more Devaney could have done. Maybe a bare hand, but even then, would have been a close play. So Mesa is on with an infield single, and it brings up Will Banfield. There goes the runner. The first pitch is inside for a ball and no throw as Mesa steals second. Lopez deciding that Mesa got such a good jump, he had no chance to try and catch him, so he just put it in his back pocket. It sets the 1-0. And a fastball that finds the inner edge to Banfield, and it's 1-1 now to the catcher. Well, Banfield is 0-3 today, but he did reach on a fielder's choice in the second and scored a run. Still looking for his first hit at AA. The 1-1. And a check swing, and home plate umpire Justin Winnen says that he offered. The count of ball and two strikes to Banfield. Seven runs, seven hits, no errors for the Wahoos. Five runs, seven hits, but three errors for the Shuckers. Hit the 1-2 dealing, and a wave and a miss. He got him on a wipeout slider. And gone in the inning, and Kobe Fletcher Vance will be the batter. We're talking about Aaron Ashby's contract earlier and the number of arms up in Milwaukee and the guys that they have locked down and certainly the rotation that's been built. A Brewers got a walk-off win in last night's game against Colorado as the first offer is pulled down the left field line by Fletcher Vance. Long run over for Freelick. He dives in foul territory and just can't get to it. Full body dive by Sal Freelick as he got to the warning track, but it is a foul ball by Fletcher Vance in the faithful here at MGM Park. Ovation for Freelick for the effort. And he'll get an extra minute after taking a dive on the cinder warning track down the left field line. The delay given for Freelick to get back to where he needs to be. Garrett Mitchell had also come over to check on his fellow outfielder. He is back in pretty much straightaway center. And now the 0-1 to Fletcher Vance. Here it is. And a fastball is low. Ball and one strike to the third baseman. Taking a look tonight, the Brewers 8-1 leaders over the Colorado Rockies tonight. Brandon Woodruff had a good going tonight. Six innings, one run on four hits, a walk, and eight strikeouts. The right-hander out of Mississippi State. 1-1, and that's fouled back by Fletcher Vance. The count is 1-2. Brendan Rodgers with an RBI single in the first inning. That was in, and then the Brewers have scored 8 unanswered runs. Hunter Renfroe with his 15th of the year, and a homer in the fourth inning. 3-run blast that gave Milwaukee a 3-1 lead. There goes the runner as the pitch is outside in the opposite batter's box. And Lopez now has to cover to make sure that Mesa doesn't race in and score. So it'll be a steal for Mesa on a ball that bounced in the opposite batter's box. The count goes to 2-2 to Fletcher Vance. Colton Wong with a single that drove in a run in the sixth. Victor Caratini with a double that played it a pair. And Luis Urias with a walk to force in a run. Christian Yelich knocking off the rest with a single as a slider is swung on and missed for a strikeout. Second strikeout for hit. So two gone and Thomas Jones the bat. But all Brewers in this one tonight. Now Trevor Gott came in relief of Woodruff and threw a scoreless seventh inning with two strikeouts. Right-hander hit, deals home to Jones. And a breaking ball is at the knees for a strike. It is 0-1. Jones 2-for-3 tonight. Singled and scored a run as part of that 3-run second. And hit a solo home run as part of the 4-run sixth for the Wahoos. Capped it off with a back-to-back home run with Fletcher Vance. And he hits this one into left field. Frelick is backing up quickly. And in straightaway left, shy of the wall, Frelick is able to haul it in, so Jones lines out sharply, and a hit works around a leadoff single. No runs a hit, no errors, and a man left on base. We head on to the bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers still trailing at 7-5 as we go that way on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Five in favor of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos as we move on to the bottom of the eighth inning here in Biloxi. Felix Valerio leads it off. Left-hander Josh Simpson, who allowed 2 runs in the seventh, deals home the first pitch, and a breaking ball is on the inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1. 7 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Wahoos. 5 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for Biloxi, the 0-1. And that is at the top of the zone for a strike. It is 0-2. Unfortunately, all 3 errors leading to runs back in the second inning for the Wahoos. Set in the 0-2, and Valerio takes high, a ball and 2 strikes. Felix will walk his last time up in the sixth. Flying to left in the fourth and grounded out in the second. The set and the 1-2. And Valerio pops it up shallow right side of the diamond. Backing up on it, Johnston, and it falls in on a miscommunication between Devers and Johnston. It's a hit for Valerio. Well, Johnston was right there. It looked like he was going to make the catch, and so Devers led up, and it just pounded into the infield dirt. So an infield single for Valerio. We'll see if the Shuckers can take advantage of a mistake and make something happen here in the bottom of the eighth inning. So Valerio is on with a single on the miscommunication, and now it's Cam Devaney. Look to first. Oh, another peek that way by the left-hander. And the offer. And Devaney takes inside for a ball. It is 1-0. Right-hander Nash Walters is up and getting loose for Biloxi in their bullpen. Now, meanwhile, there is no one throwing for the Wahoos at this time. The 1-0 pitch. And Devaney gets a piece at the top of the ball and fouls it down and back. On the count, a ball and a swipe. Cam with an RBI double back in the fourth inning. The time it tied the game at 3. Grounded out to short back in the second, and he struck out swinging against the right-hander Justin Evans back in the sixth, his last time up. Lefty Simpson will throw over to first, and Valerio back in standing up and holding his helmet as that was a high throw. Seven-5 Wahoos here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers trying to come back from 7-3 down. The kick and the 1-1. And Devaney swings through an elevated fastball. It is 1-2. Cam looking to deliver for Biloxi. 18 doubles on the year now and 14 home runs, a new career high. The set of the 1-2, and a swing and a miss. He threw him another high heater, and Devaney strikes out swinging. Third strikeout for Simpson, first out in the inning, and now Jason Lopez the batter. Wouldn't be Shuckers and Wahoos without it being tight late as time is called, and the pitch clock will be reset by our home plate umpire, Justin Witten. Remember, when these teams met, they had a string where they played 6 consecutive one-run games back in June. The set and the offer, and that is inside for a ball. It is 1-0. The last 3 games that Biloxi and Pensacola played, the last time the Wahoos were here a month ago, all one-run games, 5-4 Shuckers win, 8-7 Wahoos win, and 9-8 Shuckers win. As the 1-0 is hit sharply, and Fletcher Vance in a dive brings it in, gets up, and makes the throw to first, but Valerio is able to get to the bag. An absolute bullet from Lopez, but Fletcher Vance, to his right, is able to bring it in. The second out. Well, reflexes at the hot corner by Fletcher Vance. Most importantly, Valerio able to dive back in. And now the lineup turns over, and for the first time tonight, Sal Frelick is batting with a man on base. Set on the first offer, and a breaking ball is called a strike on the outside edge. 0-1. Sal 3-for-3 tonight. A single, 2 doubles, and a walk his last time up. He has scored 2 runs. The 0-1. Out of Reg. Fastball missed. One ball and 1 strike to Freeland. Second baseman Devers is very deep at second base. Shortstop Hairston is all the way back to the edge of the outfield grass, and shaded more up the middle. The 1-1. Outside missed. Trying to throw that same sweeping breaking ball, and it was just off the plate. And the count is 2-1 now to Freeland. 7-5 in favor of the Wahoos here in the bottom of the eighth inning. The 2-1, and Freelick fouls this one off. Right at home plate. Count 2 balls and 2 strikes to Sound. Well, crazy to ask for a four-hit performance every night from a guy, but the Shuckers are going to win this game. They really need a fourth hit from Freelick here. Valerio on first after his infield single. 2 gone here in the bottom of the eighth inning. The left-hander Simpson. The 2-2 offer. And that's taken, punched out at the top of the zone. Freelick is called out on strikes. Simpson is 4th strikeout of the night. And that brings the bottom of the eighth inning to a close. We move on to the top of the ninth. Shuckers trailing by a pair at 7-5 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our price is low.
Start of the ninth inning, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos leading the Biloxi Shuckers 7-5. Line hitter Nash Walters into the game for the Shuckers, and the first offer is a fastball pumped in at 95 for a strike to Devin Hairston. It is 0-1. 9-1-2, Hairston, Devers, McIntosh. The 3-2 up for Pensacola here in the ninth. The sit and the 0-1. And this is hit down the first baseline with foul. A slider at the bottom of the zone, and Hairston fought it off, and the count is 0-2 to the shortstop for Pensacola. Well, for Nash, his 28th appearance of the year, 1-2, but a 3.89 ERA. 34 2/3 innings, 19 runs, 15 earned. The 0-2, that's fouled back. 29 hits allowed by Nash. He's walked 11 and struck out 30. Opponents hitting just 227. It's the right-hander Nash Walters, 6'4", 227 pounds, a native of Lindale, Texas. The 0-2 is low. The slider. Only count of ball and two strikes. Well, Nash comes into today riding a 14 2/3 inning streak over his last 12 appearances. The right-hander has been spectacular lately for the Shuckers. The set in the 1-2, and a swing and a miss. He got him on a slider at the bottom of the zone. Third time Hairston has gone down on strikes tonight. First strikeout for Walters, and it flips the lineup over to Jose Devers. Nash the first offer. And a curveball misses low to Devers. It is one ball and no strikes. For Nash, just in the month of July alone, it is six outings. As this is hit down the right field line and fair. Long run over for Weimer as he chases it towards the right field corner. He scoops and fires in, but that's going to be a double for Jose Devers with one out here in the ninth inning. Second hit of the night for the second baseman as he's able to just pull that one out into right field. So a double for Devers, his fourth two-bagger of the year. He's in scoring position for Paul McIntosh. For Biloxi, coming up in the bottom of the ninth inning, you're going to have the part of the order that you want. Monasterio, Mitchell, and Weimer. Dillard would follow. Set on the first offer, and that is low and outside. It is 1-0. Shuckers have been very good here at home this year. 26-12, their record at MGM Park. Walters, the 1-0. And a slider comes in on the inner edge for a strike. It is 1-1. Shuckers have also racked up 7 walk-off wins already this season here at home. Check that, 9 walk-off wins. I knew the number was higher than that. The kick and the 1-1. And that is low. 2 balls and a strike to McIntosh. And a pair of those walk-off wins have come against the Blue Wahoos. Walters shoves home the 2-1. And a fastball, inner edge called strike. And Kemp goes even at 2-2 to McIntosh. Designated hitter for the Wahoos, 0-3 tonight. With a strikeout, a flyout, a ground out. He did walk his last time up in the 7th. The 2-2 is a check swing. They will appeal, and Bobby Tassoni rings up Paul McIntosh. Fastball at the bottom of the zone, and the designated hitter couldn't hold up. McIntosh none too thrilled with that. But he is the second strikeout victim for Walters. 2 gone here in the ninth inning, and Troy Johnston the batter. Man at second is Devers. Shuckers trailing it 7-5. Walters trying to get them to the bottom of the ninth. The score right here intact. Set on the first offer. And Johnston swords his way through a slider at the bottom of the zone. It is 0-1. And Johnston started his swing, stopped it, and then finished through. Johnston so far tonight, 1-3 with a single back in the first as he takes low and inside. 1 ball and 1 strike to the first baseman. Runner at second is Devers after his 1-out double. Infield swung around, playing the left-handed, hitting Johnston to pull. The 1-1. And a breaking ball out in front of it, swinging for a strike. And the count is 1-2 to Johnston. Two out here in the top of the ninth inning. Shuckers trailing by a pair. The 1-2 is hit down the left field line and foul. Look out over on the concourse. And the count stays at a ball and 2 strikes to Johnston. Johnston, his last time up, hit a bouncing ball towards the right side. Good play by Thomas Dillard to let it go past him. Felix Valerio ended up making the play. 4-1 put out. Reset in the 1-2. And Johnston out in front of this one. Peppering the crowd. That was nearly bad news. Just past the camera well. Looks like everybody is okay down there. And so the count of ball and 2 strikes. New baseball in hand for Nash, and the 1-2 is fouled straight back. And everybody is all right down the first baseline, as well as one of the ushers heads down and checks on a fan down there. So Johnston, three straight foul balls. As Walters, another 1-2, weakly bounced first base side. Dillard gloves, underhands to Walters, tall enough to bring him in, and they say he comes off the bag, the throw home, and the tag, and they get Devers! So Walters, they said he came off the bag, but Nash turned and fired a strike home and cuts down Devers at the plate and extends his scoreless inning streak to an incredible 15 and two-thirds innings. He needed every bit of moxie to do it, and it keeps the Shuckers right where they're at, going to the bottom of the ninth inning, trailing by a pair, 7-5. It'll be 2-3-4. Monasterio, Mitchell, and Weimer next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
To the bottom of the ninth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 7-5. 2-3-4, Monasterio, Mitchell, and Weimer, the 3-2 up, and they will get the right-hander Colton Hawk, the closer for the Wahoos, here in the ninth inning. Hawk readies and deals to Monasterio in the first pitch. Out of Reg for a called strike. It is 0-1. 32nd appearance of the year for Hawk. He is 5-3. With a 3.82 ERA. The 0-1, low and outside, 1-1. Hawk has finished 26 of the 31 games that he has appeared in this year for the Wahoos, and he has 9 saves and 11 chances. 35 and a third innings, 18 runs, 15 earned on 33 hits, 4 of them have been homers. 8 walks to 29 strikeouts, as the 1-1 high and inside. 2 balls and a strike to Monasterio. Andrew is 0-for-1 today, but he has reached 3 out of the 4 times he's come up. The set and the 2-1. And that is hit up the middle, ranging to his left. A nice pick by the shortstop, Hairston, and a spinning throw is in time. Oh, there's never really been any question about Devin Hairston's defensive ability. That is not an easy play. Up the middle, scoop it into your body, spin and throw. And Monasterio retired by his counterpart. An accurate throw. First out in the inning, and Garrett Mitchell the batter. Well, for as good as Hawk has been this year, the Shuckers have had his number this season as a curveball misses outside 1-0. Ninth time that Hawk is facing Biloxi. He's 2-0 against them, but has a 12.86 ERA. He's given up 11 runs, 10 earned. Has the 1-0, and Mitchell takes outside. 7 1/3 innings now. One walk, five strikeouts, but yet again, as was the case with Josh Simpson, three of the four home runs that have been given up have come against the Shuckers as the 2-0 nowhere near the plate. Three balls and no strikes to Mitchell. And Hawk is going to go to his landing spot. Give it a few digs with his cleat before he re-toes the first base side of the slab. Right-handed hurler readies. And his 3-0 to Mitchell is at the knees for a strike 3-1. A lot has changed in the game so far, but you just have to wonder what would have happened if Mitchell's double in the first is called a home run, as it appeared to be. 3-1, and he hits this in the air, foul left side, and the count has run full. If that's ruled a home run, it's a 3-0 Shuckers lead. Now, Biloxi did end up with two in the first. They have made their share of errors tonight. Four of them on the board. One gone and the base is empty. And the 3-2 to Mitchell is taken on the outside edge for a called third strike. Mitchell is incredulous as Justin Whitten punches out Mitchell. First strikeout for Hawk and two gone, and the Shuckers trailing by a pair have no margin for error as Joey Weaver digs in against Hawk. Righty-righty matchup. And the first offer is hit on the ground, third base side glove cleanly by Fletcher Vance on a second hop. The throw to first is in time, and the Wahoos take game two. Final score in this one tonight, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 7 and the Biloxi Shuckers 5. When we come back, we'll take you through the post-game show, look back at this one, scores from around the Brewers organization, get you all set for tomorrow's series finale. Shuckers fall 7-5 tonight. Post-game show next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, welcome back to MGM Park. Shuckers fall tonight by a final score of 7-5 to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Garrett Green with you here. And let's run you back through this one. And really, look, it ended up not being the difference in this ballgame, but the first couple of innings really set the tone for this one, and a few different breaks could have gone differently. Might have changed the outcome of this game. For Brandon Kinnear, the left-hander, easy enough first inning. He gave up a single to Troy Johnston, but needed just 11 pitches to get through the first. Meanwhile, for Biloxi, Sal Frelick with a single in the first inning. Andrew Monasterio was then hit by a pitch, and that brought up Garrett Mitchell, who hit a ball to deep center field that on replay, it looked like it went off the top of the wall, hit the netting that is behind the wall, and off the netting came back into the field to play. By rule, that would have been a three-run homer. However, there is no replay in minor league baseball. The umpires got together, and the decision was made that they ruled it a double for Mitchell, even though it did appear that it went over the wall and came back into the field to play after it had left. So ultimately, it is an RBI double instead of a three-run homer for Mitchell, and it was 1-0 Biloxi. Joey Weimer would deliver the second run on a sac fly, but that was all the Shuckers would get in the first inning. So they did lead 2-0, and then some uncharacteristic errors hurt the Shuckers in the second. Victor Mesa reached on a throwing error by Monasterio, and then Will Banfield hit into a fielder's choice that Monasterio had a second straight throwing error. He had an opportunity to get the lead runner at second. Can't assume the double play, but certainly would have had a chance. And instead, there were two men on with nobody gone in the inning. Fletcher Vance then lined out. And then Thomas Jones, an infield single in the second. But that was one where Thomas Dillard picked the ball up well away from first base. No one was covering first. And so as a result, it was a bang-bang play at first. And Jones was safe on the infield single. Jose Devers then singled in two runs, and then a throwing error on an attempted throw to third let the runners advance and score. So it was 3-2 in favor of Pensacola at that point. Shuckers did have their chances in this one in the third inning. Sal Frelick led off with a double. Andrew Monasterio walked. Garrett Mitchell hit into a fielder's choice, so that put men on the corners with only one out, and then just kind of the way that it went tonight, Joey Weimer on a check swing hit a ball that went up the first base line, but it left the bat with enough velocity that it went right to Troy Johnston, who scooped it up and turned it into a 3-6-3 double play. Kinnear, on the other side of things, settled into a groove after the double, or the two RBI single by Jose Devers. He went on a stretch where he retired 10 in a row between the third, fourth, and fifth innings. And the Shuckers would tie the game in the fourth. Tristan Lutz with a single, and then Cam Devaney with a wall-banging double to drive in Lutz and knot the game at three. In the bottom of the fifth inning, yet again, the Shuckers had an opportunity. Sal Frelick with a double to lead off the inning, his third hit of the night. Monasterio and Mitchell both grounded out, but then a strikeout by Zach McCambly to end his evening stranded Frelick at third. It would have been the go-ahead run at the time. In the sixth inning, Johnston led off with a walk. Conine then reached on a fielder's choice. And then Victor Mesa with an RBI double off the right field wall. After a strikeout of Banfield, Kobe Fletcher Vance hit a two-run homer that got over the left field wall. Thomas Jones followed with a home run. It was a four-run inning. That was enough for the Wahoos tonight. Shuckers did score two in the bottom of the seventh inning. Sal Frelick and Andrew Monasterio both walked to start the seventh. Mitchell with his second RBI knock of the night, an RBI double out into left field. That would bring the Shuckers within three. And then Joey Weimer with an RBI ground out, his second run driven in of the night. It made it 7-5. Biloxi would get no closer. They did put a man on base in the eighth inning. And then again, they left Mitchell at third there in the seventh and were unable to get him home. And the Shuckers end up falling in this one by a final score of 7-5. A number that hurts the Shuckers tonight. They go 2-for-15 with runners in scoring position, and they leave eight men on base. Wahoos were not much better tonight, 3-for-14 with men in scoring position. But again, a two-run homer for one of those certainly makes the difference tonight. Shuckers do not hit a home run, and the Wahoos strike 4-2. And that is your recap of this evening's game. When we come back, we'll take a look at scores from around the Brewers organization as well as the Southern League, and we'll get you set for tomorrow as this series will come to a close. All of that as the postgame show rolls along next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Shuckers fall tonight by a final score of 7-5 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Gary Green with me here. Let's run you through scores from around the Southern League tonight. And we'll start with Montgomery and Mississippi. Remember, last night, it looked like Montgomery was going to come away with a 1-0 victory, and they very well could have. A Jordan Kassar home run looked like it was going to be enough to ultimately win the game. However, the game was suspended in the ninth inning with runners on first and second and two gone. Ultimately, Justin Dean with a 2-RBI single, and then a save for the Mississippi Braves as they got a 2-1 win. Well, tonight it was another very well-pitched game between these two teams as Darius Vines, 6 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 1 walk, and 10 strikeouts. The lone run that was allowed by Mississippi in regulation tonight was by Indigo Diaz as he gave up a solo home run to Jordan Kassar. In the bottom of the seventh inning, his 10th of the night. So yet again, Kassar homers. We're to the back couple of innings. It looks like that's going to be it. But then Hendrick Clementina with a solo home run, his 10th of the year in the top of the eighth. They were tied at one. They would go to extra innings. And then in the bottom of the 10th inning, how do you like this? For the Montgomery Biscuits. So again, they start with a man placed on second. Evan Edwards draws a walk. Odolvy Javier then comes in to replace Jake Higginbotham. Blake Hunt flies out for the first out. Tyler Frank reaches on a fielding error. And then on a 2-0 pitch, or on a 1-0 pitch, Cameron Meisner is hit by a pitch. And the Montgomery Biscuits get a 2-1 win in walk-off fashion over Mississippi this evening. In the North Division, Rocket City takes care of Birmingham today by a final score of 5-1. 3 home runs in the game for the Trash Pandas in that one. And last but not least, not a repeat of last night. To the best of our knowledge, Tennessee 10-6 leaders right now over Chattanooga. That game is in the ninth inning. So that is your look at the Southern League scoreboard. As for the Brewers affiliated system, let's go ahead and start with Low A Carolina, who gets a 3-1 victory over Down East tonight. Just 5 hits in the game for Carolina. but they made them count. Jackson Churillo with his 22nd double of the year. He did not drive in a run. That would actually go on the night to Hendry Mendez, who hit his fourth home run of the season. That was in the first inning. A two-run first for Carolina. They'd out on one in the eighth. Big performance in the game came from another young pitcher in the system. There are 18, 19, 20-year-olds everywhere at Low A Carolina. This was Edwin Jimenez, the right-hander from Caracas, Venezuela, who went six innings tonight, five and two-thirds innings, excuse me, six hits, no runs, two walks and five strikeouts to get his third win of the year as Carolina wins it 3-1 over Down East. No action tonight at High A as Wisconsin and Beloit were rained out at Fox Cities Stadium. They will make that up as a doubleheader tomorrow. And last but not least, on the Brewers org side of things, Nashville falls to Louisville tonight by a final score of 10-6. Dylan File takes the loss as he goes six innings, gives up five runs, four earned on six hits, no walks and three strikeouts. Also a tough night for Lucas Ersing. In one inning, he gives up four runs on five hits, one walk, and no strikeouts. Andy Otero with an inning in which he gave up a run as well. There was plenty of offense tonight to speak of for Nashville. Bryce Terang with a two-run homer. That came a little too late in the ninth inning. Abraham Almonte with two hits. John Singleton with a couple of hits. Pablo Reyes with three hits in the ballgame this evening. Weston Wilson also one for four with a run scored in tonight's game for the Sounds as they ultimately fall to the Bats by a final score of 10-6. And it has not gone final yet. Jonathan Daza has just hit a two-run home run in the ninth inning, but the Brewers don't have as much to worry about right now as they are comfortably ahead of the Rockies 9-4, even with a three-run top of the ninth inning. Brandon Woodruff was masterful tonight. Six innings, one run, four hits, one walk, and eight strikeouts. He is in line for a victory tonight if the Brewers can finish it off with a five-run lead in the top of the ninth inning at American Family Fields. All right, final numbers from our game tonight. For Pensacola, seven runs, eight hits, no errors. They leave five men on base. For Biloxi, five runs on eight hits, four errors, and they leave eight men on base tonight. The winning pitcher, Zach McCambly, improves to 5-5 on the year. Brandon Kinnear takes the loss. He drops to 1-3, and Colton Hawk picks up his 10th save of the season. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 31 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,904 on an 87-degree clear night here in Biloxi. With the win, Pensacola is now 45-39 on the year. They move back to 500 in the second half at 10-10. As for the Biloxi Shuckers, they're now 41-46 on the year. They are 7-13 in the Southern League's second half. Next up is the series finale between these two teams tomorrow. It'll be a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. For Biloxi, they'll send the right-hander Carlos Luna to the mound, 3-4 with a 5.07 ERA. Pensacola will counter with the right-hander Yuri Perez, 3-1 with a 3.08 earned run average. First pitch comes your way tomorrow at 6.05 p.m. We're on the air for you at 5.55 right here at MGM Park. Well, again, he might not have been on the broadcast tonight, but a big thanks to Thomas Zinzarella for all of his hard work. He does a lot more than just call innings for us. And Thomas, even though he has been covering for Pensacola for this series, big thanks to him for all of his help. Big thanks to our entire crew as well. But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Saturday evening. Whether you listen for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the whole game, we're thrilled you made Biloxi Shuckers Baseball a part of your night. So for our entire crew, I'm Garrett Green saying so long from here at MGM Park. Your final score, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 7, the Biloxi Shuckers 5. Back at it again tomorrow night at 6.05 p.m., until then, good night from the banks of the Mississippi Sound.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.